I'm Susie Falconberry, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Recently, I celebrated a milestone birthday. Yes, the one where the Medicare card comes in the mail. Although I was expecting it, there were some feelings of melancholy. I thought, wow, how did I get to be this old? And then, wow, I need to get busy on my bucket list. As I reflected, I prayed God would help me see my life through His eyes. I felt life was moving on, and what do I really have to show for it? I can't say that I even know what I was asking for, but God is always a good listener. In response, I felt Him asking me, "Have you been faithful to me? Do the things that concern you about getting older really matter?" I have been studying the book of Acts to coincide with our current sermon series. Acts is an interesting book about journeys. At the beginning of the book, in Acts 1:8, Jesus sends His followers on their way with these words, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." The Holy Spirit did indeed come, and His followers became His witnesses everywhere they went. Fast forward through the book, and all the many exciting and harrowing adventures of the new church, and we come to Acts chapters 20 to 28. In a nutshell, Paul is on trial and gets sent to Rome. Before this trial, he had been beaten, arrested, rejected, and more. On his nearly year-long voyage to Rome, his ship got blown off course, was shipwrecked, and he was washed ashore only to be bitten by a deadly snake before finally making it to Rome. Through all of this, God saved him, and Paul, spurred on by the Holy Spirit, continued to proclaim God's life-changing message. This book, which begins with the birth of the church, spans nearly 30 years, ends with these verses in Acts 28:30-31. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Considering all that Paul endured, I like to think that those 2 years, without hindrance, were a time of rest, healing, and communing with God, filled with opportunities to tell others about His wonderful Savior. He continued to share that message because he knew what a difference that message makes. Like Paul and the early church, God asks us to be faithful to tell others the stories of Jesus and His saving work. So, as I get older and think more about my life and ponder God's questions, "Have you been faithful to me?" I can answer both yes and no. I know there have been times I felt the Holy Spirit's nudging and not followed through, but I know God's love for me has not changed despite those failures. I have also known the joy of sharing God's love and life-changing message with others and seen Him at work in some of those lives. So, bottom line, in the end, bucket list checked off or not, being faithful to God's call on my life is all that really matters. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on the website, zaccma.org.